The annual Transplant Society Gathering is described as the world's most authoritative academic conference on organ transplants. This year's event in Hong Kong has seen Chinese transplant surgeons and researchers provide an open and comprehensive overview of what's been taking place in the field over the past few years. Transplant Society President-elect Dr. Martin Menelik is considered one of the world's leading experts in organ transplant research.Having helped train medical staff at Chinese hospitals, Menelik says international cooperation is key to creating a better worldwide system for organ transplants.
A mix of these cultures, I think, what makes the thing successful. We cannot teach in a hotel. We cannot teach in an auditorium. We have to do together the work of organ donation. And this, because it's a new program in China, is a new procedure.And this procedure is inside of the hospital. And how the government organized the training, I think, is very right, no? Because they send experts to see, then we can work here. But I insist, the connection is all the time.
Beyond science and research, this year's conference in Hong Kong also discussed the darker side of organ transplants, including the false allegations which continue to surround organ transplants in China. Dr. J. Michael Millis, chief of organ transplants at the University of Chicago, says wild rumors of so-called back-alley organ transplants taking place in China just isn't possible.
You know, transplant is hard, okay? Getting success is hard. And to...think that hospitals are doing this outside of an organized system and still getting reasonable results is impossible. And even though it's hard, the people who seek it and the people who pay for it, because it's expensive, they want results. And they're not going to tolerate poor results.
There have been reports of as many as 100,000 transplants being conducted in China a year, which Millis says doesn't fit with the realities involved in organ transplants.
I've been doing this in China for so long. I have, you know, helped companies, you know, that help supply the medications and use the machines to help organs be preserved while they're, you know, being transported, etc. And...So these people would have an idea about how many transplants are being performed because they are supplying the products that transplants need. And it's not 100,000. It's the number that we know.
The U.S. ranks first in the number of transplant operations completed, with no more than 30,000 according to official statistics. A ban on harvesting organs from death row prisoners in China came to an end last year.Unauthorized organ trading became a criminal offense in China in 2011. Over the past 2 years, health authorities have been implementing a nationwide organ donation program. A national guideline on organ donation was published in August of last year to try to raise public awareness, with stats showing a sharp rise in organ donation since then. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.